Saudi Arabia launches fresh air and ground attacks on impoverished Yemen. In the latest attacks, Saudi warplanes targeted several areas, including an airbase in the province of Lahij. It follows earlier bombings of the capital Sana'a, as well as the provinces of Hajja, Hudaydah, and Sada. Elsewhere, fighter jets bombarded Ib province, killing five people and injuring several others. More than 3,700 people have been killed since Riyadh launched its attack on Yemen in late March. The United Nations has set the date for peace talks on Yemen's crisis in Geneva. In a statement, the world body said it will host the talks in Switzerland beginning on May the 28th. The announcement came after UN envoy to Yemen, Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed, held meetings with rival political players earlier this month. It is not clear if all warring factions will attend those talks. The UN chief Ban Ki-moon has urged all parties to engage in dialogue without preconditions. Yemen's ambassador to the UN has hinted that both the Ansarullah movement and fugitive former president Abdurrabu Mansour Hadi will attend the meeting. Hadi and his Saudi allies have so far insisted that Houthis withdraw prior to any formal talks. Earlier, the Ansarullah movement had also asked Iran to attend the talks. Iran's deputy foreign minister Hossein Amir Abdullahian has, however, said foreign countries should only play the role of facilitator in the talks. Well, to discuss that a bit further, I joined Mr. Nasir Alamadi, who is a writer and political commentator, and he is joining us live now via Skype from New York. Now, Mr. Alamadi, how do you feel about the prospects of these peace talks succeeding?
I think the prospects are dim. I don't believe that the Saudis will accept any kind of agreement that will allow the Houthis to maintain any type of control in Yemen. I believe we are witnessing the early stages of this war in Yemen, and it's aimless. It's not going anywhere. And the goals of this war is to obliterate the power of the Houthis, then this is going nowhere. The Houthis are a component of the Yemeni society. They are a major player. And if the Saudis do not wish to see the Houthis have any role or a minor role in Yemen, I believe that any type of negotiation will fail, because the Houthis are Yemenis. And the Saudis should understand that if they continue to escalate verbally as well as militarily against the Houthis without a way out of this conflict, a way for the Houthis to be represented in Yemen and recognized by the international community, I believe we're looking at a very long, aimless war, unfortunately.
We have about a minute left. How do you think that the West is viewing all this? Because certainly it must look quite drastically horrible, this entire plan. The Saudi goals are not being achieved in the country. I would imagine that there should be some pressure from the West to accept Houthis at least as Yemenis.
Well, you know, the international community sees this, unfortunately, from the Saudi viewpoint, which is the American administration's lens. They view this as, an interference on the part of Iran in Yemen, targeting Saudi Arabia. With that type of analysis, it's really hard to bring the international community to understand that the Yemenis are not subservient to the Saudis. And this is a country of 25 million people, and they have the right to choose their political representation and their government. And I don't believe the international community is there yet, unfortunately.
Very well. We'll leave it there at that. But as always, Dr. Alamadi, we appreciate your insight. That was Dr. Nasir Alamadi, who was speaking to us live from New York.